Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Everyone has an opinion, but he's got the Von Hessler Doctrine. Eric Von Hessler on WSB.
Indeed, live from Sherwood Forest, hour one begins now of the Von Hessler Doctrine. I am the aforementioned Eric Von Hessler, but I am not alone. Right there, that's Autumn Fisher.
Hello.
You want to know who that weird dude is with all the band-aids on his face in the middle? That's my producer, Jared Yamamoto. What's we got up? A lot of headlines to get to, but later on, I do want to deal with you. You're very lucky, Jared, that we have so many stories this week, I don't have time for an intervention. Over here, this is English Nick.
Hello.
A man who tells me he's given up the drink.
Yes.
We'll get into that later.
Whoa.
But it's been a week since we've been on the air, so let's get right to it. It's time for
Headlines of the Week.
All right, Jared, if you can see through those bandages, hit me with the headlines.
All right, the GOP is getting nervous, Eric, as presidential candidate Donald Trump leads the GOP presidential field in a new national poll.
This is Economist / YouGov. That's the magazine, The Economist?
Yes.
Okay, so probably a pretty good poll. You know, I went out of my way not to prepare remarks too much for this because I don't want to come off as preachy. You know, because my whole thing about this show, if you're just tuning in for the first time or it's been a few weeks now, let me tell you the philosophy behind this show. This is a show where the host doesn't care how you vote, right? I'll tell you how I vote. I'll tell you why I vote that way. But I'm not on a mission. I'm not looking to change your mind. We're here to entertain, have good, compelling content, hopefully. But I'm not here to try to change your mind. So if the Republicans want to go this way, then they can go this way. But man, oh man, are they losing me. When I see the Republican Party gathering around Donald Trump like this, I begin to believe maybe it's time for a new party. We may have gotten to the point where this party, because to me, the longer Republicans flirt with Donald Trump, they're just telling the rest of the country, we're not interested in real power. We're not interested in getting to the White House. And then what you're saying to people is that you don't deserve the White House. It is amazing to me that for the last 6 years, I have heard about this current president on radio stations such as this and Fox News outlet, for instance, that how silly it was for the American people to follow a leader who basically said, follow me, and through the force of my personality, I will part the waters. This is all I've heard for 6 years, how stupid this was. And now, let's look at the Republican Party. They're following a man who's saying exactly the same thing. Follow me through the force of my personality and my will. I shall part the waters. I will make things happen. Why? Don't even look into individual policies. I haven't laid any out. I'm Donald Trump. And by the way, my vice presidential candidate, Knuckles McGee, he's here as well.
Yeah, boss.
He does the dirty work.
Yeah, get him. I'll put a screwdriver in his ear, boss.
There you go. That's how you get things done in America. The idea, I mean, do we have the rapist line? Can we go back to this?
We do.
Can I upset many Republicans who may be listening who think that we need to get beyond this? Isn't it funny? Republicans are starting to sound like Democrats now. That's an old story. Can't we get beyond that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a guy who's voted Republican since the 80s, and I can't get past it, so let's hear it again.
They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. And some, I assume, are good people. But I speak to boys.
That's enough. That's enough. And also, do we have the other one about God's best? Go ahead.
I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created. I tell you that.
First of all, if he got elected, that'd be an interesting re-election campaign. Because,
right,
like, the way, if you're going against him 4 years later, the way that Reagan asked the American people, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? The candidate against Trump would actually have to turn to the American people and say, well, what do you think? Is he the best jobs candidate that God ever created? Would be very interesting. Everything about this candidacy is destroying the Republican Party. I'm telling you that right now. Just absolutely destroying the Republican Party. And I'll go further than this. This drum beat this last week, and I didn't listen to much radio this week, so I don't know how if it was picked up here, by Fox News especially. This drum beat that was started trying to create this perception that every illegal immigrant is some kind of killer in waiting. I mean, honestly, people, look in the mirror. Let's take a look at history, because those who don't know history are condemned to repeat it. Let's see. A potential leader of the country points to one group of people and says, if we could just get rid of them, we'll fix all of our economic woes. When has that ever happened in history? I mean, what kind of march are we on as the Republican Party? The Hispanic vote is real, and it's not going away, and it's only going to get larger in the future. Has the Republican Party decided they are not a governing party any longer, that they are just an opposition party? And then on top of it, and I'll go all over the place because my ideas are all over the place on this one. Now let me blame the progressives, who have brought with their socialist light ideas, the European socialist light ideas. Well, guess what else we're getting? Not just the high unemployment, the stagnation in the economy, more people not working as long as they could. We're also getting that other thing that socialism in Europe gives us, fringe candidates who blame certain sectors of the population for all the problems. So we're really on our way to being Europe, and Republican is playing their hand. Also, as you play around with this Donald Trump idea, my fellow Republicans, if I can call anybody that anymore, I feel completely estranged now. What you are doing is laying out a red carpet for Hillary Clinton, because you know and I know that Donald Trump's not going to get the Republican nomination. I believe that's a long shot, even though he's up now. He's not going to get it. But as you pump up that ego of his, guess what's going to happen? He's not going to give up on this. He's going to run an independent campaign, and that's because of you. It's because of you right now flirting with this nonsense that this guy should be president of the United States. We've already been through a megalomaniac as president, and then the Republicans will turn around and say, we want another megalomaniac as president, but our megalomaniac's better than your megalomaniac, so we're really going to get things done. Right, Knuckles, my vice president?
Yeah, we're going to get it done, boy.
Get me the chairman of Ford Motor Company on the...
Get his ears and put someone in the...
Stuff
him.
Give me the chairman of the Ford Motor Company on the phone. I'll yell at him and tell him I'll punch him in the face if he doesn't do the things about trade. The things are going to be... I mean, you have got to be kidding me. I mean... This is, you know, look, there is a real issue about the border. There's a real issue about immigration. And within that, there are, if you have porous borders, you're going to get criminals. But let me point out, the Sandy Hook shooter was not an illegal immigrant. Dylan Roof was not an illegal immigrant. The Batman shooter was not an illegal immigrant. The weirdo in Berkeley who shot the girls that said no to him or whatever was not, you know, every group of people has its miscreants, its perverts, its criminals. Every one of us, every group. But when you start zeroing in on one group and saying those represent, even inside of illegals, you're marching down a very, very dangerous road, and you're proving to the country that you do not deserve the White House. This is your answer, Republicans? This is your answer, Donald Trump? What has he done that leads you to believe that he could run this country? Look at what's happened since
Have you seen Trump Towers?
Well, look, yes.
I mean, he runs that tower.
I would not argue against his ability to build things. Yeah. I would not argue against
all
that.
All the gold plating.
But, I mean, if you look at what's happened since he announced for president, this is the presidency that you're going to get. You're going to get a guy who's constantly on Twitter answering his critics. Is that that's the president you want? Also, hey, look, this is a conservative station. Maybe a lot of people don't like the idea of Jeb Bush, but you have to admit to yourself there's a good chance that he might end up being the last man standing.
Very good chance.
And your guy that you're flirting with is out there calling him all kinds of names. Is this any way to run a primary? Is this the president you want? The guy who just lifts his fist and shakes it over everybody who disagrees with him? You can follow Trump all you want. If you get what you want, what you will get ultimately is the worst president that God ever created, is what you would get. Donald Trump would make Jimmy Carter look like Abraham Lincoln and George Washington mixed together. If you want to think about the worst possible president of the United States, it would be Donald Trump. Republicans need to stop throwing a fit. You are not just a party that's out there on the fringe. At least you weren't. You're supposed to be a governing party. That means you have to put policies in front of the country that can unite the country into some general consensus, and then we can move forward. And why are you so easy to go for the illegal immigrant thing, but $18 trillion of debt just doesn't get anybody interested? No one's interested. It's just things like immigration, these emotional, weird topics. Look, we have a problem with immigration, but our problem with Mexico and our problem with the Mexicans is not the problem we have with ISIS or Al-Qaeda. I understand you don't want porous borders, so you don't want people coming through. But this is an assimilation problem. This is a North America problem. And it is a problem. But to suddenly turn them into the enemy? You got to be kidding me. How many people have you ever met that are Americans who would pick cabbages all day long from sunup to sundown? You've got to be kidding me. Where I'm from, Roswell, we don't even believe our children should ever have to bus tables before they go to college. You've got to be kidding me. You know, where I'm in Roswell right now, Canton Street is fantastic in old Roswell. Who do you think is bussing those tables? Who do you think's washing those dishes? It's not the sons and daughters of the people who are overpaying for the cocktails. I mean, come on. The problem with illegal immigration is a real problem, and it needs to be discussed. And sanctuary cities are a ridiculous idea. But Fox News, in particular, ought to be ashamed of themselves this week. This drumbeat. You know, flip over to the History Channel if you want to see what happens when rising leaders start telling you that if we just get rid of one set of people, we'll solve all of our economic problems. Wake up, grow up. I think when we return, I'm going to calm down a little bit. I'm going to talk about other things. What, okay. Hillary? We got to talk about Hillary? What? When we return.
On Hessler Doctrine on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back. Channel 2's Brad Nitz calling for a high of around 93 degrees. And that translates into an 8 on the Mellish meter. This weather is brought to you by Shoemate, the official air conditioning of summer. Before we get to the next story, I'm Eric Von Hessler. That's Autumn. That's Jared. That's English Nick. DeMarco, can you just very quickly hit the flag, the Confederate flag came down in South Carolina. And hold on one second, which was, I thought it was handled with dignity. And I think that they did the right thing. But this response from the crowd I found to be very non-classy. All right, that's enough. I just want to make the point here. As we're talking about the Republicans rallying around Donald Trump, we're about to talk about the ridiculous Hillary Clinton. We are really living in idiocracy. I can say that, and I've never even seen the movie. I know enough about the movie to know that we are living in idiocracy. You look at, so now the civil rights movement, who used to have great orators like Martin Luther King Jr., have been reduced to the thing that you sing to the opposing team when you know they've lost the game. I mean, we
so
are...
so unoriginal.
Everybody is being stupid. I'll tell you something. This show, we're here just so we can all have a good time, but I look at a week like this in America, and I think this show is the dance band on the Titanic. We're just going to keep on trying to have fun as much as we can, because we've got idiot people, idiot voters, idiot people running for office, idiots who why can't you be solemn in a moment like that? But instead, everybody, we won. Everybody wants to celebrate on the 5-yard line. Very quickly, hit me. I know we don't have much time here, but hit me another story.
All right, so the stars were aligned as presidential candidate Hillary Clinton finally sat down for her first televised interview of campaign 2016.
Aren't we all so lucky? And her, apparently, the person she was speaking to is a friend, and she still had trouble with the interview. Good Lord, what if it was O'Reilly? All right, so let's see the first thing to look at here. I wanted to... They hit her with the idea that her polls aren't so good. People don't think she's so trustworthy. What was her response to that?
Would you vote for someone that you don't trust?
Well, people should and do trust me. And I have every confidence that that will be the outcome of this election.
She blamed Republicans for making it, because they're always picking on her. Is that what really, it's, you don't you don't doubt that people would think that with the Republicans out there with all their nonsense.
Politics as usual, Eric.
Is that what it is? And you are trustworthy? You're telling me that you're...
I'm very trustworthy.
How will we know this?
Well, have you seen my pantsuits?
Yes. Yeah. I don't
Hillary Blue is what they're called. They're trademarked. There's, I think... You know, what's really important here, what we really should be discussing,
yes,
is finally getting a woman on printed money.
Yes. That was part of it, too. I don't think we have the...
Yeah, she did. She made a mention about, or one of the questions was should a woman be on the $10 bill? And then Hillary made the
$10
she,
bill.
And she, Hillary said that she wanted
insulting.
On the $20 bill
of
instead.
Of course we should be on the $20 bill.
Okay, how absurd is that? Now it's about the denomination of the money. Isn't Lincoln on the penny? And he's seen as the best president ever, and you can't have a lower denomination. I'm telling you, this is the theme of today's show. Either we are going to continue down this road of blind idiocy, or people are going... I can't believe that this country was this stupid in the past. I there's a possibility that I'm just getting old and I'm getting grumpy, and I'll give you that. But I cannot believe for a moment that we're actually this stupid.
I'm
are we,
just
Hillary?
Playing to my audience, Eric.
As you should, Miss Clinton. When we return, we have a little segment called Georgia Stuff, aptly named. Autumn Fisher will present those stories. That's when we return.
Everyone has an opinion, but he's got the Von Hessler Doctrine. Eric Von Hessler on WSB.
Welcome back. Hey, if it's Sunday, it means it's time to pick up your Sunday Atlanta Journal-Constitution this week for an investigation into slot machines and gambling payouts in Georgia. If it's Sunday, it's the Sunday AJC. Welcome back. I'm Eric Von Hessler. That's Autumn Fisher. That's Jared Yamamoto. That's English Nick over there. Don't think you're off the hook, Jared. At some point, I'm going to figure out a way to get
this
man's bandage up. He has more bandages than the invisible man sitting here in front of me. Another drunken outing yesterday. I'm really worried about this kid. He's straying. Before we get to...
what are you running from, Jared?
Yeah, what is it that you won't face in your life?
I can't tell you.
We'll get to this later. He doesn't like some of the thoughts in his head, I've got a feeling. Might be at the bottom of this, but...
Ooh.
That's way off track. Before we get to Georgia stuff, I know that Hillary wanted to convince us that she is, in fact, trustworthy and...
Yes, I'm very trustworthy. Listen, just last week I found a $20 bill on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't keep that money.
No?
I turned it right into lost and found. And I was dead broke at the time.
So,
I don't carry cash. I don't have cash.
So you are, in fact...
trustworthy.
Right, I see no reason not to believe you.
The research is in. And after a careful calculation, it's called... Georgia stuff.
Georgia.
We on the grind. Georgia.
Georgia.
Is that ludicrous, is it?
Yep.
We on the grinding. We're from Georgia. So you like me.
That's a weird thing. Most rappers, Ludacris included, they fall into the Carlos Santana category for me. Like I go, hey, yeah, I respect them. They seem really, really talented. But I can't. I can't buy the records and listen. It's like I have no doubt that Carlos Santana is one of the greatest guitarists of all times. I've never bought a record. I've never been interested in listening to a record. I just. But if somebody asks me, "Do you respect him?" Yeah, Ludacris. Yeah, the guy's got a mind. He's a wordsmith. All that's very interesting. Never thought this would be a good time to throw that on. Toss it on. It's too much. It's too much. I don't understand these kids these days. What's in Georgia stuff, Autumn Fisher?
Sure. So, the Georgia...
Never mind the fact that I'm so old that Ludacris was 10 years ago, and I'm like, these kids these days. That's
I
right.
know. I don't think he's making an album. I don't know.
It's all right.
Georgia military bases are losing more than 4,000 soldiers.
Because we are bringing our military down. Again, this is the theme of idiocracy, you know, this week. It's just, you know, really, is this a good time to be cutting force numbers? Is the world at such peace? The rest of the world is looking at America and thinking, we're never going to attack them. Therefore, it's a good time to reduce the number of troops. Now, I'm open-minded to the idea that we're more modern. We may not need as many bodies. And just like in any other industry, because of technology, I'm open-minded to the discussion. But I want to know that I want to hear how this isn't going to hurt us, or is it just social engineering? Once again, the president and the party in party in power just believes that, well, the America should have a smaller force, so therefore I'm going to make sure that happens before I leave office, not looking at the fact that, well, that should be decided by events on the ground.
It's a conspiracy, I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, you know, but as long as we have these millennials who will never back any politician to ever go fight for anything, I guess, really, what do you need troops for? You know, just to help the world when there's a flood somewhere? I mean, that seems to be our idea of what the military's for, is just to help people when earthquakes happen. You know, back in the old days, militaries were engineered to kill other people before they killed you. I don't know if I don't know if people recognize this
That's
anymore.
That's mean.
It doesn't seem right, does it?
We shouldn't do that, because it's just, like, mean.
So I'm open to the idea that technology could change things on the military front the same way that it does in other industries, but I've got a feeling that this is more political in the sense that Democrats just don't believe that we should have this big of an army.
And what about the towns like Fort Benning, where their sole, I mean, the yeah. military base there is what keeps that town
well, what
running
I would,
right
what
now.
I would say to you is that's always true for military bases. I don't think that the calculation should be about that or about social engineering. The calculation should come down to one thing. What are the threats in the world, and how do we best address those threats? And I think that right now there's a lot of ideology that believes that the size of our military somehow makes things more unstable in the world. Now, that's an idiotic point of view. But, you know, a lot, as the theme of today's show, America entering its idiocracy phase, you know, and I believe most millennials would like to, if they could use the military for one thing, it would be to stamp out bullying in America. I think that's what they believe the military should be used for.
Of course.
Because that's a real problem we have,
I
right?
know. Like, when you're bullied, you just have, like, this really low self-esteem, yeah. and then you, like, shoot people, probably, so, uh-huh. yeah.
It does protect us, then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like, they should just, like, stop doing all of the things that are bad, and then everything will be great.
I mean, if America really has got to look at themselves, so if you're war-weary, and you're not willing to get involved in entanglements anymore, anywhere in the world, no matter what it means for you, then why should the military be that good, that big? Is it just to help earthquake victims? I mean, why should it be that big if the people who vote for the politicians are continually going to say, we don't want to get involved in anything happening in the world? It doesn't matter. Keep it going, ISIS. It doesn't matter what you do on your next video. I mean, I really...
That's what I mean. It's the conspiracy. Maybe the government's in on it with ISIS. So, yeah. like, we're just going to lower the soldiers in our bases and stuff, and then...
You better not... If you're going to be a conspiracy lady, you better be the real conspiracy lady.
I actually met somebody who believed that the other day.
No, I know. At the race.
The road, Peachtree Road race. This kid comes up to me. And we started talking about ISIS. He goes, oh, ISIS is all BS. It's run by the government. I'm like, what are you talking about, BS? People getting their heads cut off is BS. Shut up. Yeah. Go away.
That's my husband.
Oh. This is our conspiracy. This is our conspiracy lady.
I'm from Charleston, and we were visiting down at the race. And that guy's my husband. I don't like you talking bad about him, because things like chemtrails and ISIS, they're not real from the sky. And people are coming in drones.
If he's your husband, you're married to your younger cousin, I think.
There's nothing wrong with that.
He's about 22, this kid.
So what's your main fear, conspiracy lady?
Listen, this is just the reality of the situation. Uh-huh. The Georgia military is lowering their bases. Obama is coming in, taking out our soldiers so that ISIS can come in, and then Obama's going to side with ISIS, and then he's going to... You got to follow the money, see? You got to look at the money trail, and then you got to see there's chemtrails in the sky. I saw Air Force One flying over the sky, and I saw them chemtrails, and you know what? Donald Trump was in a plane once, and I didn't see any chemtrails. And because them chemtrails, you see 75 on the way to work.
Thank you, conspiracy lady. I like to have all sides of the debate should be in the Von Hessler doctrine.
And thank you. Thank you so much.
It didn't feel like a thank you. It was almost like a threat. It's kind of a strange sort of thank you.
If you feel like I'm threatening you, that's a problem with you. Because the air conditioning units, you know, they're pulling the air from the outside. Mm-hmm. And you know that air on the outside is contaminating. Mm-hmm. You got to put foil over your air conditioning vents so that you don't get spoiled by the air from the outside.
Well, thank you for those practical tips on how to keep your home safe.
You're
your
welcome.
Eric, the theme of the show continues today.
Idiocracy visits America.
I don't drink the water, you know. I just drink Gatorade, because that water's got the fluoride, and the fluoride's there to mess up your mind and keep you docile.
Next story, please, some Georgia stuff.
Sure. So, drone support. I'm not that other person. Drone supporters say that the ban on drones around the Georgia Capitol is going too far. far.
Yeah, this is.
I need to fly my drone right up to the window.
This whole idea of the future of drones, there's a couple of different things here. Now, number one, how is it that people who are hobbyists, we're talking about here drone hobbyists, we're not talking about Amazon delivering a package or something. These are hobbyists. Now, to me, they're the same people. And I have friends like this for years who did the RC airplanes, right? Radio-controlled airplanes.
Yeah.
And I had friends, and when I would, they'd say, hey, you should come out with me. It's pretty fascinating. But we would go to, like, abandoned airfields. Like, there were these areas where it was known the government said it's fine. You can fly your radio-controlled airplanes here. It's not a problem. Now, how is it that drones don't fall into that same category? I would understand. It's just like, if you're a hobbyist, there ought to be places that you can fly drones. But let me tell you something. A drone does not have to weigh that much. Just your basic $500 drone weighs enough that if it dropped right out of the sky and hit you on the head, you would at the very least have to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. So this is a real danger. When we talk about the Capitol Dome, we're talking about government. If Amazon believes that they can deliver a 5-pound package to you with a drone, then I got to assume you could put a 5-pound bomb on a drone.
Sure.
So there's nothing wrong with it. And also, on top of it all, this idea of a future of drones everywhere. Do we have the sound of a drone? This is what's going to be around you in the future. Amazon's coming in. UPS has got one.
FedEx.
You know, FedEx is flying them in.
Kroger's delivering groceries to people.
Your pizza's being delivered.
I kind of like that.
This is, oh, really? This
yeah.
is, you want 19 of those over your house every day delivering
maybe people
things?
Were saying the same thing about helicopters.
No, because
they're pretty loud.
You ever see those pictures of New York City before they went to alternating current or whatever, when there's just electric lines everywhere, like 1890 or 1880? That the drones remind me of that. It's just going to be this noisy world. If you don't live on a farm somewhere, anywhere near a city, can we hear it again and turn it up? Because people need to know this is the future. This is what every major city you go to, this is what you're going to be hearing going on around you.
Yeah, it's buzzing right around you.
Horrible future. Drones. I don't even believe in the idea that, I don't even believe this Amazon stuff, really, that, oh, we can deliver packages. What about air currents? Don't they change every day?
Storms and things.
How are they, they're really going to know every sort of small pocket of low pressure between their warehouse and my house on every single day that I might order something? I think this is all baloney. I really do.
It's just an idea that sounds fun.
I mean, it's
futuristic. It's
doable, and they could save money. I just don't understand how in the world. Let me tell you about drones. Okay, drones are fascinating and wonderful until they fall out of the sky and break. Every time I've seen somebody who's had drones, this is how the experience goes. Wow, that's amazing. It can do that. I didn't know it could go that high. Oh, where'd it go? I don't know. It just ended. So as long as these drones, you know, these people who have these drones that are hobbyists will tell you, well, we have these built-in things where if it's, say the battery's going low,
sure,
it will know that and it will return itself to me before that happens. But what they don't tell you is that if another signal comes in and breaks their signal, it can be overridden and that confuses the drone and they fall out of the sky. Let me tell you something. You do not want to be hit in the head by a drone that falls from 500 feet above you. It's going to hurt. So I think these drone people are just out of their minds. I mean, what's wrong with the idea that you can't fly a drone near the Capitol?
I know, they're
building.
Acting like it's free speech or something.
Yeah, they're idiots. You know? They're idiots. Fly wherever your buddies with radio-controlled airplanes are, that's where you can fly your drones. And hopefully it's way far away so we don't have to hear you whining. When we return, we'll get a couple more Georgia stuff stories. And maybe the conspiracy lady again, because she made me laugh.
Atlanta's 24-hour news button is News 95.5 and AM 750.
Welcome back. Channel 2's Brad Nitz is calling for a high around 93 degrees. That translates to an 8 on your Mellish meter. So I know you have the little toy meters at home, so calibrate that to an 8. This weather's brought to you by Shoemate, the official air conditioning of summer. I have English Nick here and Jared Yamamoto, but Georgia stuff belongs to Autumn Fisher.
Definitely.
So why don't you hit me with another Georgia? By the way, if you don't get the concept here with Georgia stuff, these are all stories that happen in the state of Georgia.
Oh, okay.
Not the country. Not the country. The state of Georgia.
Thank you.
All right, so Governor Deal has announced...
So there will be no Shevardnadze stories. Anyway, go ahead.
Shevardnadze. What?
Five people got that. It was worth it.
Governor Deal has announced that Georgia made $6 billion from the film industry this year.
Oh, I know. Everything's made here. My family's watching the show Rectify, which is that's one of those weird ones where it's actually happening in Georgia, but it's made in Georgia. All the movies are being made in Georgia. I think it's a fantastic thing. What I do think is interesting is the reason that all these movies are being made in Georgia, and it's not just Georgia. I think Louisiana and North Carolina, that area, South Carolina, they do a lot of this as well, is because of tax breaks.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest Hollywood liberals who believe that your taxes should go up all of the time, look what happens. The beauty of capitalism is that people, it's the way people act, no matter what they say. And that's why capitalism works better. It's not perfect, but it works better because it's not based on ideals. It's based on the invisible hand of the market, which means that most actors within a marketplace are going to do what they rationally believe is best for them. And so, even though these guys out in Hollywood spend all their money on Hillary, will go around saying, taxes should go up on everybody, they're reasonable people when it comes to their own particular concerns, and they're going to make movies in places where it costs less, where you don't have to pay the government as much for the right to make movies. So it's hypocrisy, but it's hypocrisy that is working out for the great state of Georgia. So that's the kind of hypocrisy that I can get behind. But interesting, I think that any of these people who are writing checks to Hillary Clinton and then taking tax breaks so that they can make their movies somewhere else and not paying it to the great state of California, who has unbelievable tax rates, I think they should be asked this question. And they should be asked, why are you in favor of raising other people's taxes? Well, an awful lot of people out there in favor of raising other people's taxes. But people who make movies, they're quite often in the 1%. And they still go to states where it's cheaper to make movies. That's why capitalism is the only thing that works. Not because it's wonderful all the time, because it follows real human behavior, not stupid ideology. Speaking of stupidity, there's a lot of outrage in this world. That's why we have English Nick, Outrage Corner with English Nick, when we return.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.